Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The fabulous 5 at 5 just ahead. The Hawks, finally the NBA playoffs are about to start. The Hawks will embark on their journey. See, Mark Bradley says today they've got a clear path to the finals. Vegas disagrees. Cleveland's still the favorite to win the NBA title. I would not take the Cavs, though. The San Antonio Spurs might be the team that, once again, San Antonio, they're like the Missouri Tigers of the SEC. Everyone ignores them until, lo and behold, they're in the finals winning it.
They are just old man river.
Yeah.
They are money. And how about this, just the only year they've missed the playoffs in, what, the last 25 years is the year Robinson was hurt and they win the lottery. And a guy named Tim Duncan has to be sitting there, who's the last great four-year college player who was the number one pick who turned into a great pro. I mean, you talk about a throwback. He is.
Is that the four-year college player?
I mean, think about it. Who else would it be?
No, you're right. It is Duncan.
By a long way.
Yeah, because since then you've got these one-and-done guys.
Yeah. And even before that, I mean, guys like Jordan and Worthy, they went 3 years. And Magic and Isaiah went 2, and that was extremely rare. But most of the great players would go, like Neek played 3, but yeah, to go 4 years.
So, I mean, even if you consider, like, even going back to the time when freshmen were ineligible, is Duncan possibly the only 4-year guy that ended up ever was the number one overall pick?
I can tell you another one. He was not a great pro, was Purvis Ellison. He played all 4 years.
Yeah. I wonder what was the story of that Michael Olowokandi?
Yeah, that was a horrific draft.
Yeah, Clippers made that choice.
Yeah, so that was a horrific pick in a horrific draft. But yeah, that's an extreme rarity. So yeah, if you're talking about, because obviously Jabbar and Walton only played 3 years.
Yeah, I mean, Duncan might be one of the only 2 or 3 for sure. Played all 4 years, but that was quite the lottery ticket they were holding on to. Similar to the Colts, Peyton Manning gets hurt and just so happens that he gets injured and can't play in a year that Andrew Luck is going to be coming out as the number one overall pick, and so they're sitting there with that golden ticket for the second time, too. All right, the 5 at 5 brought to you by Duplicating Systems, more than a system, a solution. We'll keep it with the Hawks in the NBA postseason, Jeff. Is it safe to say this is as excited as we've been or should have been for a Hawks in the postseason since the glory days of the 80s with Mike Fratello and Dominique and Clifford Levingston and Kevin Willis and the original Atlanta's Air Force?
I'm going to take it even a higher level. I think it's the most ever, because even those Hawks teams with Neek, I thought they had no chance at making the finals.
With the Celtics always in there?
And then Detroit.
So yeah. You feel like the Hawks have a solid shot here?
I do.
Yeah, I do too. I really do. All right, obviously Cleveland is next in the pecking order as far as threats go. Who would be the next team you'd be most worried about?
It'd have to be Chicago, wouldn't it?
Toronto? I think it's Chicago, even with Rose back now.
Could I tell you a player on Toronto's team?
You could look. I mean, you could Google it, maybe. Come up with it.
Yeah. So with that, I don't follow the NBA that closely. I like the Western Conference a lot. That's what I'm most jacked about, the Western Conference playoffs. Well, and you'll have like a Clippers game tipping off, or who will have Golden State and the Pelicans when they're tipping at like 11:30. That's awesome.
Well, think about the eighth seed in the Western Conference has Anthony Davis on their team.
They're dangerous. So, and hey, what did we say all year? Listen, that's like being in the Elite Eight. Like if a 7 beats a 2, that's not some major upset. All these teams are really good.
No, not in the West. In the East?
It would be. No, I'm saying in the West.
Yeah,
alone.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, for sure.
If the Hawks lost to the Nets, that would be
a major
that
upset.
That would be tragic.
But in the West, yeah, if the Pelicans beat Golden State, that would not be a major upset.
I'll say, Indiana ended up 38-44, so Brooklyn ends up winning the 8th seed with a tiebreaker. I know it was it's a bummer that the Hawks aren't getting that lottery pick, but the Pacers were 17-11 after the All-Star break.
They got George back.
They got Paul George back. So I think the Hawks actually
– they caught a break there.
I think at the end of the day you'd prefer playing Brooklyn and just
– oh, yeah.
– forfeit the – the lottery pick, and you'll just end up picking. I mean, Brooklyn's going to have the first pick after the lottery now. Yeah. So
they'll be what, 16? How many teams are in the NBA now? Is it 30?
I don't know.
So it'll probably be, so they'll have the 14th, 15th pick, something like that. That's fine.
Yeah.
13th pick.
I just file this away though, Hawks fans. Since the All-Star break, there's a certain team with a certain someone that have gone 20-7.
Yes, they have.
They were at the All-Star break. They had the fifth best record in the Eastern Conference. Now they have the second best record in the Eastern Conference. So this team with a certain someone sort of knows when it's time to shift that shift it into another gear.
Yeah, this is just like in Miami. Was it his first or second year? Oh, this is just, it's not working. And then they won. What did they wind up winning that year? 26, 27 in a row?
I think that was the second
year.
But the first year was the same thing. It wasn't working.
They started slow, yeah. And it's like, okay. And they made the finals. So,
yeah.
I'll tell you, though, have you seen the Taco Bell thing where the opening question between the two people who are very fit, attractive young people who I'm guessing don't really eat much at Taco Bell was – I couldn't tell. Is it a biscuit or is it a taco? It's got a waffle in it.
Yeah, we're getting down to that time when you've got to figure out, you and I guess Tech Fan Eric and Sam need to figure out what it is that you're going to make me eat if the Hawks do end up in the finals, because this is it. The playoffs are here.
Because I'm afraid the hot dog wrapped inside of fried chicken with the liquid cheese on it, if they only sold that in the Philippines or South Korea,
yeah,
whatever
that,
it was.
It was the Philippines was their test market for that.
That's not going to be accessible.
No.
So I'm going to need to get our loyal listeners to jump back on the Twitterverse and get us something good for Brain. I just think Taco Bell is going to have a top. It's going to have at least a couple in the top five. It's one thing, like, you know, if you had to name the top 10 baseball players ever, rest assured, there are going to be four Yankees in there. If we have to name our top 10 candidates for Brain, Taco Bell is going to have.
It could be.
It'll have a Ruth, Gehrig, DiMaggio, and Mantle in there.
Now, there was something else I saw, and I don't always want to name the places because I'm not looking to offend anyone, but there was a candidate. I saw a breakfast pizza.
Oh, nice. But, I mean, but we've all eaten pizza for breakfast before.
No, yeah, but this is a breakfast pizza.
not like I'm hungover. Here's a piece of, oh, we got pepperoni left.
Yeah, I'm not talking about like a piece of cold like pepperoni pizza. No, we're talking about a breakfast pizza like scrambled and fried eggs on it.
Oh,
but hey, yeah, I mean, this is it. We're like maybe a couple of weeks away from that now because the playoffs are here. So,
and we just watch Brames, that temple of a body, just go into toxic shock.
Yeah, you'll have to have somebody on standby that day, perhaps a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway,
well, I've always wanted to administer those paddles.
Yeah,
clear.
Yeah, well, maybe have one of those guys here. But just keep in mind. 20-7, that's the third best record in the NBA since the All-Star break for a certain team with a certain someone.
See, here's a bad thing, though. You're not going to be rooting for the Hawks because of this.
Yes, I will. Yeah, it's not. I mean, I'll survive whatever it is I have to.
And if you have to eat a chili dog with something else on it.
If you're going to make me treat my body like a dumpster for a day, I'll, I'll do it for the Hawks making the NBA Finals. Absolutely. But I'm just warning Hawks fans that no matter how this ends, you still do have to respect the fact that this is the greatest season the Hawks have had. They've won 60 games in the regular season. The Hawks won 12 less games than the all-time record, right?
Yep.
The Bulls.
Yep.
So it's been a phenomenal year, no matter how it ends. And but just don't ignore. I'm putting like this. Don't listen to that Kentucky basketball fan over there in Capital City telling you that the Hawks have a clear path to the finals when the Cavs have gone 20-7 since the All-Star break and they have LeBron James, because all he's doing is setting you up to be let down.
Oh, I threw something out on Twitter.
You know how those Kentucky basketball fans are, though.
And I sent something out on Twitter that would you take now, how far would you take it if the sporting genie, if the sporting guide said, okay, I'll guarantee you a trip to the finals, but you're going to lose. Would you take it? I would.
To the NBA?
Yes.
Or the Eastern?
Oh, to the NBA finals.
Yeah, of course.
Oh,
if you're the Hawks.
If Golden State or San Antonio is going to beat you in six. Oh, yeah, you take it.
If you're in the NBA finals. The Hawks have never been there.
About half the people, including Jerry, who listens to us and works in this building. He's in charge of other radio stations in this building. But what station does he listen to? blocked the ref.
You're not supposed to tell people.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, that's the best station here. No question about it. This is the most REM that you'll hear.
I believe it is. Yes,
it is. But he had even said, oh, I'll take the Eastern Finals. And he was not alone. It was about 50-50. And that's the thing. Atlanta's never even made the East Finals.
Right.
I wouldn't take it, though. I wouldn't. If you said, hey, they're going to go to the East Finals and lose to Cleveland, no deal. I mean, I think they've got a chance against them. I think Cleveland would – I would favor Cleveland because they've got LeBron
James. No, I agree.
I think Atlanta would have a chance.
Yes, I would. Right. I'm not. I wouldn't just write it off as Atlanta has no chance to beat Cleveland, so you'll just take it and you'll be happy there. I do – well, even though they've won 60 games in the regular season, I guess I'll change my thought. I think anything short of at least getting to the finals – will be disappointing. If the Hawks are beaten by Brooklyn you know, whoever they end up with having to play in the second round, I guess would be the winner of the Toronto-Washington series.
So I think if they make the Eastern Finals and lose, it's slight disappointment. If they don't make the Eastern Finals, it's a crusher. If they make the NBA Finals, you know, it's house money. If you win, great.
If they lose to Cleveland, it's slightly bitter. If they lose to anybody but Cleveland, I think it'd be a big time bummer.
Let me ask you this: if you had to pick a best case scenario for them getting to the finals, I think the best case scenario would be beating Cleveland to get there. I mean, if they could beat Cleveland and LeBron James, that'd be one of the biggest accomplishments in Atlanta sports history.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I want that to happen.
I think too.
if you're watching the Hawks go through this, you want to go through Cleveland and LeBron.
I mean, that's the
matchup you definitely want to see in the finals. And I'm just thinking about even for our purposes here.
Absolutely.
You know,
we might have to go do a show on the road.
Yeah, we're waiting for college football to start. It's 142 days, but you think about sometime in May, once the Eastern Conference Finals finally get here at the end of May, and if you got the Hawks and the Cavs to talk about, solid seven-game series for about a week and a half.
And one of our listeners over in Capital City actually just sent me a text and said, hey, I bought season tickets this year so I could get playoff tickets. My buddy Rob, I'm like, there you go.
Well,
and he said, why don't you come to a game? I will.
Oh, just you? What about me?
Yeah, Rob, get a ticket for Brame, too.
Yeah. One of those courtside seats, though.
Yeah,
I won't sit anywhere else.
Yes, we want a really cute waitress to bring us giant beers that cost like $14 each, please.
And I want to stick my legs out so I can trip the players. Just like
LD did to Shaq.
Yeah, like Shaq. The other team to pay attention to, I mentioned San Antonio. They'll be ignored. They went 21-8 after the All-Star break. They had the seventh best record in the West. Now they're the 3 seed, so... There's Old Man River.
Old Man River.
He just keeps on flowing.
All right, let me ask you this. What's the last Hawks game you went to?
It was, I got a Zaza Pachulia bobblehead. It was a bunch of us that went here. I have no idea how many years ago, but I do remember they played the Milwaukee Bucks.
So was this like 2000s, like 05-ish?
Yes, but it's probably been a good like... I mean, maybe like 5-6 years. I mean, we went with, I remember Dave was there, Tingle.
Oh.
Maybe even, remember Bill McCullough?
I love Bill. He almost beat up Tingle once.
Yeah. A lot of people almost beat up Tingle once, I think. Anyway, so there was like an old crew here, but that, I don't remember the year. But it's been a long time.
You know, I went Jarvis's rookie year when the Wizards came. And there were a lot of Georgia fans there to cheer for Jarvis.
Right.
And the last time I'd been to one, so that would have been, what, 03? The last time I went to one, oh, no, gosh, yeah, it would have been 04. Before that, I went the night before a Tech football game with my buddy Ty. We were just, like, wanting to kill time, and the Spurs were in town, and we watched Neek play David Robinson. So it was, like, it was either 91 or 93. So I've been to two in the last 25 years. But, yeah, if I get a free playoff ticket, I would love to go.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you like to go?
I would.
Preferably for a Game 7 against Cleveland, courtside seats, please.
Yeah, I mean, not to be greedy or anything.
But
it would have to be. I would be willing to go if they're playing the Cavs. I'm not really – if they're playing Toronto or somebody, I'll just watch it on TV. I don't need the headache of going to Atlanta to see the Hawks play Toronto.
Well, here's if you're going to do that, it's got to be a full inclusive, you know, night in Atlanta. So you got to go to New York Prime.
Yeah.
and get a good dinner and spend the night over there. Yeah, I mean, nobody's going to drive over there and drive back.
You know.
That's insane.
And the seats need to be courtside.
Courtside.
Yeah.
Preferably when the Cavs are in town.
So see if you can get that set up for us.
All my Atlanta peeps, work on that.
Jeff, let's move on in today's 5 at 5. Georgia football spring practice ending today with one last go at it. We're 142 days until kickoff. What did we learn, if anything, from this spring session?
The new bloods on defense are players. Those guys, Natrez Patrick and Jonathan Ledbetter, that were big-time recruits that Georgia beat out Alabama and Auburn and Florida and Tennessee and Florida State to get, that got to enroll early. Those guys can play. We have learned through recruiting that Rob Sale has been an invaluable improvement on the offensive line. Just he is doing an incredible job.
Just in getting players here.
Getting guys here, and he's got it. I like what they did too, Chris. I know that you got to experiment, go with some different looks, but with them really pushing Wynn to get the center's job. I like the fact now Andrews is one of the best centers that Georgia's had, and we've been so blessed here to go from Andrews to Ben Jones, you know, even going back to Fernando Velasco. You know, Coach Donnan had Brad Stafford here, Kurt McGill. We've had some great centers here in the last 15, 16 years. But to put Wynn there, I like now the continuity. You got both guards still together and both tackles still together. Like if Kublino were to win the starting center's job, it's like, well, you're breaking in a new center and you're going to be breaking in a new guard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I like the fact if Wynn, you're pushing Wynn to win that job. And it looks like he has. And I think, too, with the quarterback situation, you just – it looks like it's a two-horse race now. And I still – and I picked all three guys in the spring to win it. I'm like those touters that you call. Oh, it's going to be Park. No, it's going to be Ramsey.
You're like a mock drafter.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, I told you I was right. The more I think about it now, and you and I have had this conversation both on and off the air, with the Jacob Eason factor – I think you're going to see more than one quarterback for Georgia, but I believe that Bota will wind up being Georgia's starter.
Right. With Eason redshirting this season here.
As a high school senior, yes.
Right.
We need to find out, too, and this is delicate to ask because he's not, hasn't signed the line that's dotted, if he can be one of those early enrollee guys.
Yeah, I know. That's a good question. I mean, because if he is, then...
That's a huge difference.
Yeah, I mean, that gives him even more of
The first guy to do that was Zaire.
Yeah. Now, if Eason's here next for what? He can be in bowl practice, can he then?
Yes. You know, technically, you could play in the game.
Yeah.
What?
Not a good idea. That'd burn a year of eligibility, too, wouldn't
it? What if it was having the Sugar Bowl and the national title?
Oh, like an Ohio State situation.
Let's say... I mean, really, quarterback, no way. Let's say Todd Gurley or Nick Chubb, though. A guy like that comes in. You're playing in the national semifinal in a game, and this guy is blowing you away.
Well, then you do it.
I would.
Yeah. I know you're not. You know, with Cardale Jones, you weren't thinking about like the
right.
You know how what grade he was in or whatever. But you're like, here's a guy that we need wins.
There'd be
although,
a.
He was only playing because people were hurt. But
what if he is? Coach, first question of the preseason media. If Jacob Eason does indeed sign and rolls early, will you play him in the Orange Bowl national semifinal?
Yeah.
It's a fascinating
that
question.
That would be crazy.
I think
you can't do that at quarterback.
For a tailback,
running back, you could, though.
And then you could maybe win a championship and then get the three full years out of him anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, technically, they'd be –
A tailback could do it. A quarterback would be totally overwhelmed to come out of high school. And
oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, you're going to be starting this national semifinal.
I just played the state championship game 3 weeks ago. All right, now you got to play Ohio State in the Orange Bowl.
Yeah, that would be a terrible idea
for
a quarterback. But running back, though, is
– Yeah.
Yeah, because a running back is just, here's the ball now. Hit that hole.
I mean, I'll tell you, like, had Georgia been playing for the national title in 1979 and had Herschel Walker been an early enrollee –
Oh, that's a no-brainer then. Yeah, so Eason, that'll be something we'll have to figure out.
And I remember, God, I think Saban drafted him with the Dolphins. Cornerback from LSU, early 00s, and it was Trevor, blah, blah, blah. I can't remember his name. But anyway, he had redshirted the entire 01 season. They got hit with a couple of injuries, and Saban asked, he goes, yeah, I'll play. He played in the SEC championship game in the Sugar Bowl. And then he started 3 years. So they basically they got 3 full years out of him plus 2 games. But it's like, it was well worth it. You won the SEC championship in the Sugar Bowl.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you got to – flags fly forever.
You know how many games Terry Hogue played in as a freshman?
All of them?
One. Oh. Sugar Bowl, and he blocked a field goal.
Huh, there you go.
Well worth it.
Flags fly forever.
And as Bear Bryant said, especially when you had 1 million polls, all you got to do is win it in one, and then you can make a bumper sticker.
By the way, Zaza bobblehead game, that was 2006 was my last Hawks game. So there you go.
You don't remember that corner from LSU that
No.
Saban drafted?
Mm-mm. I try to block out the Saban years with the Dolphins. That's the one time he failed in his coaching career. Just like Bill Parcells and Jimmy Johnson.
That really is amazing. I know we've been through this, but to have Parcells, Jimmy Johnson, Nick Saban.
Yeah.
And it's the only place none of them won. Chris is aware of that.
Okay, yeah. Two more questions here quickly. One was the with baseball. We're almost to this will be the second weekend of the season now. Give me hot or cold teams off to starts this year where it's just a mirage, though. You know, I'm looking at like the Washington Nationals are 3-6, occupying the basement of the NL East. Something tells me that's not going to last.
No, their pitching's too good. Although they do have Dan Uglin, their starting lineup.
Yes, I know.
So that doesn't make them, you know, let's not call them the 61 Yankees quite yet.
Speaking of the Yankees, they're in last in the AL East. What about that?
I think the Yanks are going to have a bad year. I think they're going to be down for about 4 or 5 years.
What about the the Royals, the defending AL champions.
I like the Royals.
They're like 8-1 or something.
I love the Royals. You know what they've got, too, that we most certainly saw this in the postseason, Chris? Boy, just they're like the Cardinals. Those arms they've got in the bullpen.
Yeah. I had that kid from Rice last year, pitched in Omaha, and then he was pitching in the Big World Series.
I know. That was incredible.
Jeff, finally, the 5 at 5 wraps up today with a discussion of the brand-new Star Wars trailer. Do we have any idea what's going on in this new movie based on it?
Very loosely. It seems to me that you're going to have Luke and that would be gross. Han and Leia's kid.
Yeah, they tried that once.
They did once.
Yeah.
And then Luke's kid. And I just hope they – and I think their names in the books, I think it's Anakin Solo and Ben Skywalker. I just hope they don't go down that same path and one of them goes bad.
Yeah. We don't really know what the enemy is going to be in this.
I know. Now, the mystery to it.
I do like we get a glimpse of the wreckage of an Imperial Star Destroyer.
That was so cool.
And we get a mangled Vader mask.
That somebody must have dug it out of that fire.
And we see Han Solo
at the end. If you're
Chewie.
A Star Wars fan, we're home.
We're home. Chewie, we're home.
Oh, that DB, his name was Travis Daniels. And their other corner was that Corey Webster was a stud.
Yeah, Corey Webster. Yeah, I remember him.
He was a great
Travis
player.
Travis Daniels.
Daniels was the other corner. But again, he...
And he played for the Dolphins?
Mm-hmm. They drafted him. But he basically... He didn't play his freshman year until the SEC championship in the Sugar Bowl.
Yeah, thanks. I always appreciate Nick Saban for finally deciding to become a terrible coach when he was coaching the Dolphins.
What was that game?
Ditto Jimmy Johnson.
Was it 63-7 Jacksonville beat him that year?
That was Dan Marino's last game, yes.
Oh, my God. So Marino's last game, they lose 63-7 to Jacksonville.
Yes.
And in the Hurricanes' last game in the Orange Bowl, Virginia beat them 56-0.
Something like that. I don't remember how much Virginia had. I do remember Miami had nothing.
I mean, that's just appalling legacy games.
Yeah, that's how the Orange Bowl was shut down. One of the great venues in sports, from the Super Bowls it's hosted.
I love running
to two of the greatest games of all time.
Well, you got the Super Bowls and the Orange Bowls. I mean, Super Bowl III in 1-2-84, the Miami-Nebraska game, and the Dolphins-Chargers game on 1-2-82. Yeah. So made the most important Super Bowl ever. In my opinion, the greatest pro football game ever played. And in my opinion, the greatest college football game ever played.
And the University of Miami disgraced it with that performance against Virginia. Virginia of all teams.
Now, was that – I thought the Jacksonville game was in Jacksonville.
Yeah, that was.
Okay.
Yeah, that was in
Jacksonville. But that was Marino's last game.
And it was 63-7, and then Jimmy Johnson gave way to Dave Wannstedt.
Oh, my gosh. Kevin Butler's favorite coach.
Oh, man, what a what a franchise that's turned out to be.
Hey, listen, though, you got Gloria Stefan and Serena as co-owners there.
Well, they got Sue now, too, even though they had a good defense last year. They need to make Tannehill a wide receiver.
I think they're going to draft Bo Wallace. He'd do
well at least
in
he
Miami.
Played quarterback in college.
Good point.
All right, there's your 5 at 5 brought to you by Duplicating Systems. More than a system, a solution.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.